Anything further? Thank you. Any further discussion? Poll roll, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
No.
Decker?
Yes.
Howe?
No.
Prasanka?
No.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howe?
No.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Like the noise.
It's a no.
Well, I guess at this time, it's a no. Moving on to item 13D, approval of consent to assignment of lease for financing purposes for the Marine Service Center, Yard Lot 1, leased by Don Sorek. Postponed from the September 12th, October 10th, and October 24th regular assembly meetings.
Move to approve the consent to assignment of lease for financing purposes of the facility lease agreement for Lot 1, Regal Marine Service Center, request by Don Sorek, unless we want to postpone it.
Yeah, unfortunately, we were not able to finalize language. And I'll go ahead and let him second, if that's okay, and we can discuss and then postpone if that's all right.
Second.
So if I may, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
First Bank is requiring or asking that in their assignment, the assembly waive the right to approve somebody that they might want to further assign the lease to. And our code prohibits that. The code requires that any lessee may assign a lease to another individual so long as the assembly approves it. And what First Bank is saying is that in order for this to be a financeable loan, they need to have the ability to essentially carte blanche, be able to assign it to whoever they want. So if the person they're loaning the money to were to default and they were to take over the lease, as this allows them to do, they want to be able to pick who the person is that takes over the loan and therefore would take over the lease. And our code prohibits that. And so our attorney and their attorney and our staff and their staff have been going back and forth about this, and we have not been able to come to resolution yet. And we as staff are resolute in this because, if one, the code requires it, and two, the assembly and the borough may be put in a position where we would have a lessee that we're not comfortable with for whatever reason. And actually the clerk gave a great example. She said, what if First Bank were to find someone to take over the loan and the lease that is somebody that already has a lease in the yard? Our code now prohibits that except for those that were initially grandfathered in, you are not allowed to have more than one lease in the yard. So there are a number of contributing factors, but that is the crux of it. And although we are quite disappointed that we haven't been able to move quicker on this aspect for Mr. Sorek's purposes, this is just something we're not sure we're going to be able to come to resolution with on them. We will continue to try. So,
a question on that. If we were to vote no on this and remove it off the agenda and bring it back at a later time so we don't keep postponing it,
what you can do is somebody can make a motion to postpone it indefinitely, and then when we are ready, we will bring it back. We could do that.
If it's voted down, then it cannot be brought back in its same form without you guys asking for official reconsideration.
Yeah.
So
it would be best if somebody made a motion to postpone this item indefinitely.
I amend my motion to postpone this.
You don't have to amend it. You can just make a motion.
I move to postpone this item indefinitely.
Second.
They're moved and second to postpone it indefinitely.
And Mr. Mayor, if I just may add again to clarify for the record, that's only being done so we can clear it from the agenda and bring it back when it's ready. It's not because the assembly is not wanting to take action on the item.
Yeah, there's just no sense in going keep bringing this up every meeting and then nothing to act, no action.
Right. Thank you for that.
Any discussion? Poll roll, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Okay. Item 13E, approval to reschedule a regular assembly meeting of December 12th to December 5th.
Move to approve rescheduling the December 12th regular assembly meeting to December 5, 2017.
Second. Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F was under consent agenda. 13G, request for a vacation of a 3-foot wide trail right away from Kaziar to the corner of Lot 20A, Oliver Subdivision, and Lot A, LRO Subdivision, or proposed new Lot 8A of proposed Fenimore Rowland replat. This was a public hearing item.
I'm going to approve request for vacation of a 3-foot wide trail right away from Cassiar to the corner of Lot 20A Oliver Subdivision and Lot A LRO Subdivision for proposed new Lot 8A of proposed Fenimore Rowland replat.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. 13H, approval to sole source purchase Caterpillar C7.1 175 kilowatt generator from NC Power Systems in the amount of $45,330.
Move to approve the sole source purchase of a Caterpillar C7.1 175 kW generator from NC Power Systems in the amount of $45,330.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Would you like to have Amber come?
she wanted to speak under the item.
Okay, come on up.
Mr. Mayor, Amber wanted to obviously speak to the merits of this beyond what's in the agenda statement, and also to give a recap of some community concerns that were expressed and that she has spoken to those individuals in the community.
Yes, thank you for letting me speak on this item. So you have before you a request to sole source the purchase of this generator for the sewer pump station from NC Power Systems. They are the local CAT rep, office rep for Southeast Alaska. We've been buying all of our CAT equipment from them and have been sole sourcing CAT. Actually, I've learned a new term, single sourcing parts that you, when you identify a certain manufacturer, it's more a single source than a sole source specific to that purchase. But we have been single sourcing our heavy equipment through CAT and purchasing that through NC for years now. When we started looking at the options for this generator that we need, we considered what we already have on our books as far as equipment. We have four different brands of generators. And so as we continue to discuss what we're doing with our equipment as we move forward, there is a desire to continue standardizing our equipment, both our vehicles and our major equipment, and single sourcing, if you will, that equipment as we move forward. What that does for us is it standardizes the equipment, the parts, the technical support, all of which, in CAT's situation, is located in Juneau. Some of the existing generators are foreign made. We have not only the generators, but I can name several other different major equipment that we have that comes from overseas, and in particular the sewer pump stations that we have that are flight that take months to acquire. They're not always available in the States. Sometimes you can get lucky and find what you need, but other times you're waiting months upon months for this equipment to come from overseas. So there is a huge value in standardizing the equipment that we have. both for the parts and technical support, but also for our mechanics, the sake of our mechanics knowledge. Just moving forward, when we have two mechanics on staff and we continue to increase our list of major equipment, there's a lot more pressure on them, a lot more knowledge that they need for every different piece of equipment and different manufacturer that comes across their plate. So for those reasons, we would like to continue recommending or requesting a single source of this CAT product from NC Machinery. It came across my desk in the last couple days that there were two electrical contractors that may have some considerate personal concerns about a single sourcing, so I called both of those contractors and spoke to them. I explained to them the justification that we're using for the single source, and they said they understood and they take no exception to our decision at this point. I want to share that with you, make sure that you've heard those concerns, they've been addressed with the contractors, and they've both told me that they understand completely what we're doing and agree that it's a good decision.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a little bit confused. We've got a new term here, so I got to wrap my head around this. So what you're saying is that, to me, there's two entities. There's a company that sells CAT products that is a regional rep, justified, they're the regional rep, but they sell CAT products.
Correct.
And there's the CAT product itself. So if we said, if we put this out to bid and the Pacific region came in $5,000 cheaper, why would we go to them? And the reason I ask that is that, are you saying that these guys will not provide parts or tools or whatever training we or service that we need if we buy from the Pacific region?
That's a good question. It was always my understanding that the NC Power Systems in Alaska has the sole representation in Alaska, but I did reach out to a Western CAT dealer and I got a comparable price, and it was $6,000 more than GM.
Okay, so if we went out and bought a item from somewhere else, mm-hmm. would these guys provide? So I guess my question is, why don't we open it up for a bid regardless? Because it's not a matter of that we really want these guys to be our guys, because they're going to be our guys regardless. What I don't understand the sole source process on this.
I think I agree with what he's trying to say is, I'm a Mercury dealer, okay? You can buy a Mercury motor from Florida.
Right.
I work on it. Okay, I will work on it because I have to. I'm a dealer. What he's trying to say is, because I have the same concern. How do we know that NC Machinery has given us, throughout the 3 years that we're single sourcing, the best price for that CAT product? If they're a CAT dealer, whether you buy it in Florida, or you buy it in Washington, or you buy it in Anchorage, or you buy it in Juneau, by rights, they still have to maintenance it. They still have, you should be able to call them and they'll take care of it. Okay, so that's where we're trying, I think that's what Steve's trying to find out. Why did we not call Pacific CAT and Anchorage CAT and Juneau CAT and say, hey, we want a price on this generator? Why didn't we not go out to bid with and say, this is, we want to consolidate our equipment, and I understand that, it's a great thing. But why didn't we go out to other people and say, we want this generator, what's your price?
That's a very good question. The reason is, again, going into this, it's always been my understanding, it was told to me by my predecessor, that NC is the CAT dealer for Alaska sales. I have not called CAT and asked them if we can buy from another CAT dealer outside of Alaska. But I did call, actually I was dealing with another outfit down south, and we originally started looking for used units. And so I was dealing with them for a used unit because of my original quotes at budget time, I didn't think that we'd be able to afford the CAT product as a new unit. What had been quoted to us was a stationary unit. We switched gears after budget cycle, decided we could actually look for a portable unit, standby portable unit, that would then give us some flexibility for use of that equipment. Ironically, that type of portable unit is a lot cheaper than the standby. So we realized that we could actually move forward and look for and try to purchase a brand new piece of equipment as opposed to a used. And this is, you know, the used ones were running well over pretty much what we budgeted for at that time. There were a couple available during budget cycle, but again, they're used, and if they were gone by that time, we got around to buying them. So I reached out to this person I was dealing with for the used units, and they happened to tell me that they were a CAT dealer, and or that they could provide CAT. And I said, well, can I get a price for you, actually, because I'd like to have a comparable one, a comparison to what I already have. And so they gave me one. But we decided to move forward again, probably just based on my understanding previous that CAT in Juneau was our local dealer that we're supposed to go through. I can make that call to CAT and ask them if we're obligated to buy from the Alaska dealer, or if we're any of their CAT dealers elsewhere can sell to Alaska customers, and we can move forward if you'd like. We would have to put it out to bid and specify the CAT product coming from
That's what I would like to see. I would like this to go out to bid so that we, as an assembly, can look at all of the bid prices that come in, and that it is written up as for a request for the bid, and that we put out the specifications, and we know we're bidding apples to apples, and that's the process. The second thing is, I think it's illegal to force people to buy from one region. I don't think they can say you can only buy a CAT product in Alaska. I could be wrong on that, but that would be very strange to me. Maybe in the industrial world, that's how it works, and these guys are, maybe it's CAT itself, I don't know. But that, I would be interested to know that, because, boy, that's a tough one, because then they charge you whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. I have come across manufacturers who say you must purchase through your state rate. But I do not know if that's the case.
Right. I guess that difference is if you're buying widget from XYZ and they have a regional rep, this is a product that I can buy from down there and bring it to my house.
Sure.
I'm not dealing with directly with the rep. I'm dealing with a wholesaler of that product.
Sure. Yeah.
So to me, that's the difference here. Yeah, I would love to see this put out in a proposal so we can see prices and have an upfront process. Because, you know, my fear is always that if we're doing sole source and we're doing it because we're working off of some knowledge that may not have been passed on correctly,
sure.
I don't want us to get into a legal problem down the road.
Okay. We're happy to do that. And I want to thank the Assembly for being thoughtful in these regards, and appreciate that.
Under proper procedure, that's the Assembly's request is to postpone this until our next meeting?
I would vote it down.
Vote it down, then bring it up again when it's appropriate time.
Well, because when it comes back again, it would come back for the approval of the bid. So it would be a different item completely.
Okay, yeah, that's right. I understand.
If the Assembly votes it down.
Yes. David.
What's the importance of this thing right now? I mean,
that was the other thing too. Right now, we don't have backup generation for that full station. It's the last sewer pump station that collects all of the hill and downtown before it transports the sewer to the wastewater plant. So we can reduce the pumps and use our existing generator. Right now, they won't support the full power needs of that system or that pump station right now.
How long have we known about that?
Is there anyone in town, and any of the contractors or anything, in case we should need it, that it has a generator that we can?
No, they don't. We actually had a need for it. We didn't realize this issue until we had a planned outage that was going to take that system out back in the spring or late winter. I can't recall exactly when. And we went to hook up our existing generator and realized that it would support. So we were in touch with the electricians in town, and nobody has what we need to support that as far as a portable generator. So that's why we went forward and budgeted for that item in this year's budget to get that coming as soon as possible.
Where is this located?
It's not in Alaska.
Where is this pump station located?
Sorry. It's the one across from the powerhouse on Case Avenue by the boat ramp.
Okay, so we can't plumb directly into this thing? There's no, when you talk about generators and stuff, I'm kind of lost here. I mean, we can't just basically put an extension cord there and plug it in. I mean, do you know what I'm saying? I mean,
I don't know enough about electrical systems to be able to give you a proper answer, but that was considered when we did the redesign. There was actually, it wasn't to code. There was some issues with the way the electrical connection for backup for that system was set up. Mm-hmm. It was actually coming from a generator that was across the street at the power plant. That got changed by design and according to code during that project, rehabilitation project, and that system now is has a direct feed from the new transformers up on the pole next to it. So I don't know what else could be done. It's not been...
So explain to me, so we have TIE and we have a backup generator system for our town. Okay, correct? I mean, that's how this is designed, right? Okay, so then we want to buy a backup generator for the pump. So we're going to have a backup for the backup.
Well, so that's when power goes out and there's no power to that system.
Okay, so how long can power be not to that system before we are critical, is what I'm
It depends on the flow that's running through the station. Okay. So it will overflow.
How many times do you flush your
toilet? If we've got heavy flows and it's raining hard, and people are flushing their toilets and using a lot of water,
okay.
It could overflow in about 30 minutes.
So we're going to lose, but that's what I'm saying. Normally, even if TIE goes down completely, aren't we within hours of having power back established back again? I mean, I understand that, but let's put it this way. Is that normal? Normally, we are back on power within a couple hours. I'm not saying we don't need this generator. I'm just saying I don't want to. I'm kind of with Steve. I want it to go the bid process, but I also don't want everybody to back up toilets and say, oh, man, we should have got this thing, and now we're full of
you have, I don't know how the system works for
okay.
I know that when they planned that power outage where we needed it this spring, which favors the realization that we don't have what we actually
okay.
need to support the full station, that feeder was going to be down. And once that section of the system's down, I don't think you can use your tiny backup to support it. So you need a localized backup system, which would be the generator. Now, again, in a crisis situation, we could take our existing generator down, turn off one of the pumps or two of them potentially, depending on what our flows are, and allow that existing generator to support that. But we also, the other issue is that we've always operated the two pump stations, the one at Rainey's and the one we're talking about, with one generator. They both need power when the power is going to be out for some time to keep that flow going.
Okay.
So technically speaking, we do need both of them and potentially at the same time.
Go ahead.
I'm glad you guys are going to one manufacturer equipment and kind of to go off of Dave's comment there. We're so close to our backup generator for the town. Is there a way, I want to see this go to bed, but is there a way that we can also look into plumbing that into our backup generators? Because they come on when the power goes out, mm-hmm. they're on in 20, 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
I don't understand. I don't think we're understanding this correctly. If you're on the power, if you're accepting TIE power into that station, you're accepting the generator power.
You don't always have the generator on, though.
No, I understand. There may be a delay while they fire up the generator,
right.
But it's not a matter that we have to go put a new line to our generator. It's the same line that comes in. We switch it so that it's the generator. Our big generators are now generating power. Am I wrong on that?
Are you talking about when we use the standby generator?
No.
Okay.
If your standby generator crapped out,
yeah.
Because we had a power failure, and we turn on the big sets at the power plant.
If it's powering the whole town, yes, we will get power.
Then you have power. Yes. That's there's yes. no. We don't have to do
and
anything redundantly here.
Before we overflow into the bay.
And I appreciate that, but you also are saying that you have partial. And my understanding is that this system is actually quite a bit larger than our actual demand right now to build for future, right? Is that correct? Or is that your actual demand? on the system.
Repeat that, please.
So if you're asking, and I'm pulling a number out here for 12 kW, our old generator was 6 kW. You need 8 kW, but you're getting an additional 4 for future capacity. Is that not true? Or is it? Are you at your peak on the new generator of 12?
We're just for the new generator for node 6, which is the pump station down by the ramp. It requires almost 175 kW.
Alone,
yes. The second pump station by Rainy Spar requires another backup generator, potentially at the same time. We have one that would support the power needs of that pump station. That's our existing generator that was used for both earlier. It provided the power that the previous systems needed because they had less pumps and less horsepower.
And how long do you think it would take you to put through an RFP or through a bid process to get some extra prices?
I'd probably put the RFP together in about a week's time, and it would be three. Normally we advertise for 3 weeks. The borough manager has the option to reduce that to 2 or whatever she thinks is reasonable for the code. And then we need to come back before the offer approval. So your next meeting is December 5th, that's correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's possible that it could make on the agenda. It might be very tight.
I'd just like to say that I really appreciate what you're trying to do by putting everything together. Thing. And when you do go out to bid, that you, I don't have a problem requesting one brand because I agree with that. So, but I would still like to go out to bid and you can request that one brand. I mean, if someone wants to put another brand in there, you can just refuse it anyways. So I would like to see it go out to bid. Or at least you could come back and say, you know what? Cat told us that you have to buy from them. Now, if that's the case, then and they're doing it at a fair market value. I mean, they're not. Anytime you sole source something out, I agree with Councilman Pasanka that it's, you know, pretty soon for 3 years now, you've been sole sourcing it out, and then all of a sudden they're going, well, now we know we got them. We'll make another 10 grand on this thing. You know, that's my fear. Okay. So.
Well, we'll find out, I guess, if it goes out to bid and we're the only one to bid, obviously it's sole source. Okay. Any further questions for Amber? Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Hold on, please.
Assembly members, Pasanka?
No.
Gilbert?
No.
Howell?
No.
Rooney?
No.
Decker?
No.
Powell?
No.
And Mayor Jack?
No. Item 13I, approval of borough goals. This is postponed from the October 24th regular assembly meeting.
Move to approve borough goals.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, if I may, obviously things may change based on the under the hospital operating solution there and the hospital facility solution. You know, the dates that have been provided are approximate, and we'll just come back to you with regular reports and updates. Once this is approved, what I'll do is create a spreadsheet that has each of the goals, each of the milestones by month, so that we're reporting to you at each meeting what's been accomplished that we anticipated would be done, and if a specific milestone isn't accomplished, we'll have an explanation as to why there's a delay, but hopefully we'll be moving through stuff, and as things change, we'll bring those back to you for an update.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hold on, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Howell?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Oh. Come on. Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Pasanka?
Yes.
Mayor Chat?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file available. It's available for review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15, executive session. We have none. Adjournment at 8:25 p.m.
Thank you, Julie.
Thanks, guys. Good night.